Blog Talk Radio.
Him praise, amen. We are giving him glory,
Amen. On tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Not because, amen, what he can do. Amen. Simply because of who he is. Hallelujah. Jesus, amen. He's God, amen, all by himself. Amen. He's God alone. Amen. And there's no other God, amen, that's sitting next, amen, to him. Amen. And we just give God praise. Hallelujah. Amen. For all things in his Son, Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. And we just thank God, amen, for what he's doing, amen, in all of our lives. Amen. Want to say good evening, amen, to each and every last one of you. Amen. Thank you so much, amen, for tuning in, amen, to Through the Bible, amen, radio broadcast, amen, with your host, amen, Apostle Randy Dixon. Amen. Thank God, amen, for each and every last one of you. Amen. That's listening around the world, amen, on tonight, amen. You in Canada, amen. You in Japan, you in Spain, you in Germany, amen. Good morning, amen, unto you, amen. You here, amen, Alabama, amen, Chicago, amen, New York. Good evening to you, amen. You over there on the West Coast, amen. Good evening. God bless you, amen. Is my prayer, amen, on tonight, amen. I tell you, God is a good God, and he's worthy, amen, to be praised, amen, on tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. So we just thank God, amen. We give him praise, amen, for all things, amen, in his Son, Jesus' name, amen. Thank you again, amen, for tuning in to this broadcast, amen. God is doing some great and awesome things, amen, in the lives, amen, of the believer. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God, amen. Just to give you a little, amen, amen, background, amen, on, amen, tonight, amen, broadcast, amen, which was birthed by, amen, the Holy Spirit, amen, and what it is designed to do, amen, through the Bible, amen, simply is what it is, through the Bible. We will be, amen, going through, amen, the Word of God. We're going to start, amen, in the New Testament, amen, and we're going to go through, amen, the Word of God. We're going to learn, amen, about the Word of God. Hallelujah, Jesus, amen, amen. How many know, amen, you need to know, amen, about a book before you begin to read the book. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. You need to know what's in the book. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. And once you, amen, become comfortable, amen, with the book, amen, you are able to read it. Amen. 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 The Bible says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman not being ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. And we just thank God, amen, for what he's doing, amen, in all of our lives. Going to go into a word of prayer, amen, before we get started, amen, on tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. I promise you, amen, amen. Glory to God, amen. You're going to thank God, amen, for tonight, amen, and many other nights that is to come. Amen. Glory to God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we just thank you so much for tonight. God, we just give you praise for all things in your Son, Jesus' name. God, we ask you for your wisdom, your knowledge, and your understanding, amen, on tonight. God, we decree Luke 24:45. Oh, over the lives of the believers, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask you to help us to understand your word. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we give you praise right now. God, we thank you for enlightening the eyes of our understanding. Amen. On tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask you to forgive us of all our sins, God, knowing and unknowing. We ask you to help us to get better in you each and every day, God, in the name of Jesus, that we may not miss the mark, God, in the mighty name of you. Help us to mortify the flesh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And we give you praise for it right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. God, as you look down, amen, on all of the sick and shed in on tonight, God. God, as you to touch them with your hand of power on tonight, God. God, as you to touch right now all of the bereaved family all over this world, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, you said you're a present help in the time of trouble, God, in the name of Jesus. God, you said, let not your heart be troubled, God. Help us, amen, that our heart will not be trouble on tonight, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. And we give you praise for it right now in Jesus' name. Even as we decrease on tonight, God, we ask you to increase in our life, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. And we give you praise for it right now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. I tell you, I'm just excited, amen, about what God is doing. Amen. How many know, amen, that he is, amen, a way maker. Hallelujah, Jesus. He is a way maker. Hallelujah. And we thank God, amen, for making ways, amen, out of no way. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. We thank, amen, God, amen, for moving, amen, amen, not by power, amen, nor by might, amen, but we thank him for moving by his spirit, amen, on tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. So we just give God praise, amen, for all things in his son, Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. Tonight, amen. Glory to God. Amen. We'll start, amen, a new segment, amen, on tonight. Amen. We're going to be, amen, amen, studying the word of God. Amen. On tonight, the Bible said, amen, Paul, amen, wrote one time, dear brother, amen, I would not, amen, have you ignorant. Amen. Amen. Ignorant doesn't mean stupid. Amen. Ignorant just simply means, amen, amen, without knowledge of something, amen, in particular. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. And God don't want us to be ignorant of his word. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Oftentimes people call me, amen, a historian. Amen. Amen. I tell you, amen, I love, amen, God's word. I love the history, amen, of the word. Amen. I love to do research. Amen. I love to, amen, amen, search the scripture out. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Then I'm able, amen, to bring it, amen, on home. Amen. And I want to help some people, amen, on tonight, amen, with the knowledge, amen, of the word of God, that you may be able, amen, to make application. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We're in a time, amen, that we need to learn, amen, how to make, amen, spiritual application. Amen. But the only way, amen, that you're going to know how to make spiritual, amen, application, amen, is by knowing the word of God. Amen. The Bible says, amen, man shall not what? Eat by what? Bread alone. How you gonna eat? By every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Amen. Man shall not eat by what? Bread alone. How you gonna eat? By every word that proceeded out of the mouth, amen, of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Psalm says, amen, if you delight yourself also in the Lord, he will give you the desires, amen, of your heart. Amen. That word, Lord, means word. Amen. If you delight yourself, amen, in the word, also in the word, amen, he will give you the desires of your heart. Amen. John 1 says, in the beginning was the word, and the word was God, and the word was with God. Amen. All things were made by him, and that was nothing. Amen. Amen. That was made. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Everything was made by him. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. And we just give God praise, amen, for all things. Amen. In his son, amen, Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Tonight, amen. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. We're going to be doing some studying, amen, of the word of, amen. Want to introduce, amen, this lesson, amen, to everyone, amen. I want to, amen, document this lesson, amen, as an impartation, amen, on tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God, amen. I want to document this, amen, as an impartation, amen, on tonight, amen. Glory to God, amen. It's very important, amen, that we learn, amen, and know, amen, about the word of God, amen. Oftentimes, amen, people don't even know, amen, about the word of God, amen, and they are living defeated lives, amen, because, amen, of them not knowing, amen, faith come by hearing. and hearing by what? By the word, amen, oh God. Just like fear, amen, comes by hearing, and hearing by the word, amen, of the enemy, hallelujah, or the devil, amen, glory to God, amen. So tonight, amen, we're just going to introduce, amen, the New Testament, amen. We're going to go through, amen, the New Testament, amen. We're going to go through this in a series, amen, format, hallelujah, Jesus, amen, amen. Glory to God, amen. We're going to talk about, amen, we're going to introduce the, amen, New Testament, amen. We're going to talk about, amen, the historical, amen, books of the New Testament, amen. We're going to talk about, amen, the Pauline epistles, amen. We're going to talk about the non-Pauline, amen, epistles, amen. And we're going to also, amen, talk about the prophetic books, amen, of the New Testament, amen. Glory to God, hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. So I just thank God, amen, so much for what he's doing, amen, in all of our life. Well, here we go. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Introducing, amen, amen, to, amen, the New Testament. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. There are, amen, a course number, amen, of ways one may approach, amen, the study, amen, of the Bible. Amen. And there are a couple of terms, amen, that, amen, for those that of your view that will be following, amen, amen, me week after week, amen, all the way to the end, amen. There are a couple of terms, amen, that I would like for you, amen, to jot down, amen. This is, amen, Bible study, amen. You know, amen, always have, amen, amen, a notepad, amen, your Bible, amen. Also a good writing pens, amen. I prefer, amen, one of those, amen, ink pens with the eraser, amen, on the back of it, amen, just in case you may, amen, write something, amen, and you need to erase it, amen, what have you. Hallelujah, Jesus, amen. But the first way one may view the Bible, amen, is called synthetic, amen. The synthetic, amen, approach. Hallelujah, Jesus, amen. The word synthetic, amen, is spelled, amen, S-Y-N-T-H-E, hallelujah, Jesus, T-I-C, synthetic, amen, amen. And the definition, amen, of synthetic is an overview, amen, of the Bible as, hallelujah, Jesus, as a whole, amen, to provide a glimpse of the overall message, amen. That word is synthetic, amen. And synthetic, amen, is the overview of the Bible as a whole to provide a glimpse of an overall message, amen. The word synthetic, amen. The second word or term, amen, that we will be learning, amen, on tonight, amen, is called analytical, amen. Capital A-N-A-L-Y-T-I-C-A-L, analytical, the analytical approach. Amen. The analytical approach, amen, the process of viewing the Bible verse by verse, amen, to get a in-depth, amen, understanding. Hallelujah, Jesus, glory to God. Amen. That word analytical, amen, the process of viewing, amen, the Bible verse by verse to get a in-depth, amen, understanding. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. And in this particular season, amen, we're not going to use, amen, the analytical approach. Amen. Actually, the analytical approach is actually a very long process. Amen, which takes, amen, quite some time. There's nothing wrong with, amen, the analytical, amen, approach, amen. But you got to understand, amen, when you start, amen, in the book of Genesis and you're going through the analytical approach, amen, that's, amen, you're literally, amen, 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 going through verse by verse in the beginning, Genesis 1:1, amen, Genesis, amen, 1:2, you're literally going through verse by verse, amen, in a commentary, amen, format, amen, glory to God, hallelujah, Jesus, amen, and when you approach the Bible through the analytical approach, amen, you can be in Genesis, the first chapter, my God, amen, for maybe a week or so, amen, because it's so much in it, amen, amen, glory to God, amen, you just can't rush through it, amen, when you are viewing it, amen, amen, verse by verse, chapter by chapter, it's so much inside of it, amen, but we're going to take, amen, the synthetic approach, amen, glory to God, amen, amen, glory to God, we're going to take the synthetic approach, amen, which is the overview of the Bible as a whole, to provide, amen, a glimpse of the overall message, amen. So we're just going to, amen, view, amen, the New Testament, amen, glory to God, as an overall message, amen, in this season right here, amen. We're just going to go through it, amen, glory to God, amen, and get the main ideas, amen, out of it. It is your responsibility. Amen, amen, glory to God, for you to go back, amen, glory to God, hallelujah, amen, and view the Bible in the analytical, amen, approach, amen, glory to God, hallelujah, Jesus, amen, amen. The third way of viewing the Bible, amen, is called topical, amen, or doctrinal, amen, amen, topical or doctrinal, amen, a study of the Bible according to its many topics, amen, and doctrine, amen, amen, hallelujah, Jesus, glory to God, amen. And oftentimes, all of us, amen, at some point, amen, when we're studying the Word of God, amen, hallelujah, Jesus, amen, or when we're just, amen, going through Word of God, we use, amen, topical, amen, and doctrinal, amen, approach, amen, glory to God, amen, when, especially when we are going through a tough time in our life, amen, so we'll go to the book of Psalms, amen, and we'll try to, amen, go look up something, amen, that fits our situation, amen, maybe David was going through something, amen, and we'll read over something, amen, in the book of Psalms, or we'll go to Proverbs, amen, amen, that fits our current situation, amen. That is called topical or doctrinal, amen, approach, amen, hallelujah, Jesus, amen. And finally, amen, glory to God, hallelujah. Number four is called typical, amen, the typical approach, amen, a study of the many pictures, amen, found, amen, amen, in the Bible, amen, particularly, amen, in the Old Testament, amen, that portrays the truth, amen, of the New Testament. In other words, amen, when you are studying in the book of Isaiah, amen, amen, really in the book of the prophets, amen, you will do a typical, amen, study, amen, when Isaiah began to talk about the Messiah, amen, and he began to paint a picture, amen, glory to God, of Jesus, amen, birth, amen, amen, death, amen, and his resurrection, amen. That is called, amen, the typical, amen, or the topical, amen, approach, amen, amen. That's talking about, amen, the New Testament, amen, glory to God, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus, amen. That, in other words, it portrays the truth, amen, of the New Testament, glory to God, hallelujah, Jesus, amen. The synthetic, amen, or overview, amen, one may say overview, amen. The synthetic or overview approach is extremely helpful, amen, amen, for the beginning students, amen, amen, or for those who never undergone, amen, such a study, amen. If you never went, amen, through a study of the Word of God like this, amen, glory to God, you are in the right place, amen, because we're going through, amen, the synthetic, amen, approach, amen, for those of you that never, amen, studied the Word of God, amen, amen, for those, amen, who never went through this, amen, before, amen, we're going to break down some stuff. There's some hidden truths, amen, that's going to come forward, amen, even in this study, hallelujah, Jesus, amen, and I'm very excited, amen, 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 to release this information, amen. God don't want us to be ignorant, amen. The next time we'll read our Word, amen, we're very knowledgeable. Oh, yeah, amen, amen. I remember this right here, amen. Such and such. No, amen, amen, because sometimes, amen, we can hear people, amen, teach and preach on certain things, amen, and they be so wrong, amen. That is not how it went. Hallelujah, Jesus, glory to God, amen. That is not what the Word of God, amen, is saying, glory to God. And God don't want us to be ignorant, amen. That's why it's best to know it, amen, for yourself. Yes, amen, He give us, amen, pastors after our own, after His own heart, amen, that will feed us, amen, wisdom, amen, and understanding, amen, glory to God, amen. But He came back, amen, glory to God, amen, the New Testament, amen, and He says, amen, study to show thyself. In other words, study to show yourself or prove unto God, amen, a workman not ashamed. Amen. That word study means, amen, to investigate. You got to go, amen, on an investigation, amen, when it's come down, amen, to the Word of God, amen. You got to investigate. You have to search the Scripture out, amen, amen, of yourself, amen, how, amen, with the help, amen, of the Holy Ghost, amen, amen, glory to God, how, amen, hallelujah, Jesus, amen, amen. Paul decreed and declared, amen, amen, in Ephesians, the first chapter, amen, verse 18, amen. He said, amen, amen, that He, amen, amen, hallelujah, amen, glory to God. He delighted the eye of our understanding, amen, glory to God, amen. God, amen, is enlightening the eye of our understanding, amen. Somebody under the sound of my voice, amen, there's something, amen, that you, amen, have not been able, amen, to understand, amen, thinking not strength, that God led you this way, amen. You surfing, amen, through blog talk, amen, radio, amen, amen, glory to God, and you stumble upon through the Bible. Let me see what this is all about. How, amen, I see you, amen, in the Spirit, amen, glory to God, amen, and you begin to listen, amen, and you, amen, amen, and you are like, amen, God, this is what I've been needing, amen, God, I thank you, amen, so much that I came upon this right here. Yes, we will be here every week, amen, going through the Bible. Hallelujah, Jesus, amen. Amen. And we just give God praise. Amen. Amen. For all things. Amen. In His Son, Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. So we're going through the synthetic, amen, approach, amen, or the overview. Amen. You may say synthetic, or you can say the word overview, amen, approach. Again, it is extremely helpful, amen, for those, amen, for the beginning students, amen, or for those who never undertaken such a study, amen. Through the synthetic approach, we are not only able to, amen, grasp the big picture, amen, of the whole forest. Listen to that, y'all. We are only not able to grasp the whole picture of the forest, but we are, hallelujah, but such an overview, amen, will help, amen, in understanding the details later on, amen, in one study of the Bible. So as we go through this right here, amen, you're going to have so much understanding. And when you go back and read your word, hallelujah, Jesus, amen, 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 you're going to be clicking on all cylinders. Hallelujah, Jesus, amen. So we're calling, amen, this, amen, a short survey, amen, because, amen, the study, amen, is more of a nutshell, amen, approach, amen, glory to God, amen, amen. The book, amen, of the Old and New Testament, amen, glory to God, amen. The goal is to give the readers key terms, verses, theme or purpose, amen, for each of the book along with a brief description, amen, of its contents, amen. So we're going to be brief, amen, amen, glory to God, amen, but at the same time, amen, glory to God, amen, amen, glory to God, amen, giving you some understanding, amen, about what you are reading, amen, glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Some of the ideas, amen, and the plan used, amen, in this survey, amen, for each book of the Bible, amen, glory to God, author, Amen. We're going to talk about the author, the title, the date. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. The purpose, amen, and the theme. We're going to talk about the key verses, amen, inside of each, amen, book. Glory to God. Amen. Some similar, amen, and drawn, amen, from amen, other survey materials. Amen. So we're going to, amen, amen, go through this. Amen. I'm just excited, amen, about, amen, this study. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. You should too. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. So tonight, amen, we're gonna introduce, amen, the New Testament, amen, on tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. We're gonna take our time. Amen. We're not gonna, amen, rush through it, but we're gonna take, amen, our time, amen, on tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. And we just thank God. Amen. Just reach up. Amen. Just thank God. Amen. Thank God, amen, for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. God, I thank you for your wisdom, knowledge, amen, and understanding. Amen. On tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. Talking about the New Testament. Amen. The New Testament, amen, is a record, amen, of historical events, amen. In other words, the good news, amen. Events, amen, of the saving life, amen, of our Lord, amen, Jesus Christ, amen. His life, amen, his death, amen, his resurrection, amen. Hallelujah, amen. Glory to God, amen. His ends, amen. His, amen, amen. Glory to God, his ascension. Amen, glory to God, and amen, amen, glory to God, amen, the, amen, the contribution of, amen, amen, his work, amen, to the world, hallelujah, Jesus, amen, glory to God, which is explained, amen, glory to God, amen, and applied, amen, by the apostle, amen, who he chose, amen, and sent into the world, amen. It is also, amen, the fulfillment, amen, of those events, a long anticipation, amen, by the Old Testament, amen. So the prophets, amen, the people of the Old Testament, amen, they were anticipating, amen, the coming, amen, of Jesus Christ, amen, into this world. They were anticipating, amen, the coming of our Lord and Savior, amen, into the world, into this world. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Father, amen, it is, amen, safe secret, amen, amen, history, amen, which unlikely, amen, secured history, amen, which or was written under, amen, amen, the supernatural guidance of the Holy Spirit. So the scripture says all scripture were what? We're under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I know a lot of people say, well, man wrote this and man wrote that. But they were under the guidance of the Holy Spirit. The Bible is not a man's point of view. It is not a man's thought. But it comes from the mind of God. And these men that wrote these books, amen, they were under the inspiration or under the control of the Holy Ghost, amen, of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, Jesus, amen. That's how come they were able, amen, to write, amen, the Word of God, amen, because they were under the inspiration, amen, of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, Jesus, amen. This, amen, amen, this means, amen, it, amen, like the Old Testament, amen, 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 is protected from human errors, amen, and hallelujah, Jesus, amen, and possess, amen, amen, divine authority, amen, for the church today, amen, and through human history, amen, until the Lord himself return. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. We're going to talk about, amen, on tonight. Amen. Amen. The origin and meaning of the term New Testament. Amen. 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 What does the New Testament, amen, mean? Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Our Bible, amen, listen to me very well. Our Bible, amen, is divided, amen, into two sections. The Word of God is divided, amen, into two sections, amen. Amen. We call the Old Testament, amen, and the New Testament, amen. But, amen, amen, extremely, amen, or but actually, what does that mean? Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Amen. So the word testament, amen, amen, glory to God. Hallelujah, amen, means, amen, will, amen, amen, testament, amen, 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 or covenant. So the old covenant, amen, and the new covenant. So when you see the word testament, amen, it means covenant or the will, amen, amen, the old will, amen, and the new will of God, amen, or you can say covenant, however, whichever, amen, suits you, old covenant or old will, amen, it all means the same, amen, amen, is the best translation, amen, so such, amen, 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 hallelujah, amen, as such as reference, amen, to new arrangement made by, amen, one party, amen, into which other could enter, amen, if they accepted, amen, the covenant, amen, as use of God's covenant, amen, amen, it's design, amen, amen, it's designed, amen, amen, a new relationship, or designated, amen, a new relationship into which men, amen, may be received by God. So when God made the new covenant or the new will, it was designed that we may be received by God. Through who? Through Jesus Christ, amen. He came into the world, amen, as a mediator, amen, amen. He's standing, amen, in the gap, amen. How, amen, he making up the hedges, amen, between, amen, glory to God, amen, us and God, amen, hallelujah. And the only way that one can get to the Father is through the Son, amen. You cannot go directly to the Father, amen, which is Almighty God, except you go through the Son, amen, hallelujah, Jesus, amen, glory to God, amen. He says this in his word, amen, amen, for God so loved the world, yes, he did, amen, amen, that he gave his only begotten Son, and whoso believe in him shall not perish, but have an everlasting life. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. So the only way that one can get, amen, to God, amen, is through the Son. Amen. Amen. Gotta have a Son. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Amen. There's no way to the Father, amen, except through the Son. That's why we always in our prayers and what? In Jesus' name. Amen. We never say in God's name. Amen. We say in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Jesus said, in my name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. So the Old Testament or covenant, amen, is primarily, amen, a record, amen, of God's dwelling, amen, with the Israelites, amen, on the base, amen, of the Mosaic covenant, amen, or testament or will, amen, glory to God, hallelujah, Jesus, amen, amen, given at Mount Sinai. So remember, when Moses went up to Mount Sinai, God wrote, amen, his covenant, or he wrote his will, amen, or one may say the Old Testament, amen, he wrote, amen, his covenant, amen, on Mount Sinai, amen, gave it to Moses, amen, one, amen, on the other hand, the New Testament or covenant anticipated, amen, in Jeremiah, amen, amen, 31, amen, and 31. amen, which simply says, amen, indeed, a time is coming, amen, says the Lord, when I will do what? Make a new covenant with the people of Israel and Judah. Talking about this covenant that we are in now. Amen. We know the Old Testament is our schoolmaster. Amen. 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 It teaches us. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. But he says in Jeremiah 31:31, amen, indeed, amen, a time is coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the people of Israel and Judah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Amen. And hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. And instituted by the Lord Jesus. Amen. 1 Corinthians 11:25 says this right here. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. In the same way, he also took the cup after, hallelujah, after supper, saying, amen, amen, this cup is the new covenant or the new testament, amen, in my blood. Amen. Do this every time you drink it, amen, in remembrance of me. Amen. Glory to God. Talking about, amen, the Lord's Supper, amen. Amen. The Lord's Supper, amen. Amen. Glory to God, amen. Amen. Oftentimes, amen, we as the body of Christ have made it tradition, amen, to receive the Lord's Supper, amen, glory to God, amen, on the first Sunday, amen, of the month, amen. But you don't have to, amen, take the Lord's Supper, amen, on, because there's no scripture, amen, that support that, that say you have to take the Lord's Supper, amen, on the first Sunday, amen, of the month. Amen. Glory to God. There's no scripture that suggests that. Amen. Glory to God. It's just a tradition that men always have done. Amen. They just took the Lord's Supper, amen, on the first of the month. Amen. He said, but when you do this, amen, do this in remembrance, amen, of me. Amen. You can take the Lord's Supper every day in remembrance of the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen, 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 amen. So it was instituted by the Lord Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Describes the new arrangement of God with men from every tribe and tongue and people, amen, and nation who will accept salvation, amen, on the basis of faith in Christ, amen. Our faith have to be in Christ Jesus. We have to believe, amen, in the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. There's no other way to heaven, amen, except you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord, amen, and Savior, amen. Hallelujah, Jesus, amen. Glory to God, amen. Romans, amen, amen, amen. Tell us, amen, that if we believe with our heart the Lord Jesus, that he died on the cross, amen, and rose again on the third day, thou shalt be saved. Amen. Your salvation, amen, glory to God, is in your belief. Amen. Glory to God. Your salvation, amen, in God, amen, or your, amen, your salvation, amen, your belief in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is based on you believing that he rose, amen, that he died on the cross, number one, and that he, amen, rose on the third day. Amen. Thou shalt be saved as the scripture, amen, instituted. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. So the old covenant revealed the holiness of God in his, or in the righteous, amen, standard, amen, of the law, and promise, amen, amen, a common redeemer. So the old covenant reveals what? Amen, the holiness of God. Amen, and for those that, amen, have studied, amen, the Old Testament, amen, you know that God was a very strict God. Oh, my God. God. Amen. I'm so glad. Amen. Look here. Amen. Amen. Look a here. Look a here. Look a here. I'm so glad. Amen. That I wasn't born in the old covenant. Amen. I know me. Amen. I would have been bust hell out over. Hallelujah. Jesus. Glory to God. But I thank God. Amen. 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 That he saw fit. Amen. 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 For allow all of us that's under the sound of my voice, amen, to be born, amen, under the new covenant. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Or the new testament or the new will, amen, of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. So the old covenant reveals the holiness of God in the righteous standard of the law, amen, and promise of or promise a coming redeemer. So the New Testament shows the holiness of God in his righteous Son. Ain't that something? It shows the holiness of God in his righteous Son. Probably how you know? Because Jesus knew what? No sin. Jesus walked this earth as a perfect man. He led by example. That's why some people have bumper stickers. What would Jesus do? Have shirts. What would Jesus do? He was an example, amen, of the old covenant, or he was an example of the holiness of God. Amen. Hallelujah. He walked this earth, amen, perfect. Amen. The New Testament then, amen, glory to God, amen, contains those writings, amen, that reveals, amen, amen, the contents, amen, of this new covenant. Hallelujah, Jesus, amen. He said, I'm the same God yesterday, today, and forever. The Old Testament, in other words, is from our learning. Amen. Jesus, amen, amen. We have to, amen, follow what the examples of Jesus Christ. Yes, we have to follow his examples, amen, as he lived out the old covenant in the new covenant. Yes, he did. He lived out the old covenant in the new covenant. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. The message of the New Testament, amen, amen, centers on, number one, the person who gave himself, amen, for the ransom of sin. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Matthew 26:28. And it says here, glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. For this is my blood, the blood, amen, of the will, or the blood of the New Testament, or the blood of the covenant, amen, that is poured out for many, amen, of the forgiveness of sin. So he shed his blood, amen, for us, amen, glory to God, amen, hallelujah, Jesus, amen, glory to God, hallelujah, Jesus, amen. God knew, amen, amen, if he had not sent, amen, his Son into the world, amen, the New Testament, amen, would have not, amen, been here. Jesus is the New Testament, amen. He is the New Covenant. He is the will of God. He is, hallelujah, Jesus, amen, glory to God. He is, amen, a living example of God's holiness, amen, concerning, amen, the Old Testament. Hallelujah, Jesus. And number two, the people, which is the church, who have received his salvation. How you receive salvation? By believing, amen, in his death, burial, and resurrection, that God raised him up on the third day, thou shalt be saved, as the scripture declared. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Thus, amen, hallelujah, Jesus. The central theme of the New Testament is salvation. Hallelujah. The whole entire New Testament, amen, is talking about, amen, salvation. That's the message, amen, of the whole entire, amen, New Testament. Hallelujah, Jesus, glory to God. So the name Old and New Covenant, amen, were thus, amen, amen, glory to God, applied first amen, to relationships into which God entered with man. Amen. Let me say that again. Amen. The old and new covenant, amen, glory to God, amen, would thus apply first to the two relationship, amen, into which God entered, amen, with man, and then, amen, to the book that contains the record, amen, y'all might cry, amen, on tonight, amen, of those two relationships. Guess what they are? Amen. The New Testament, amen, is the, hallelujah, it's a divine treaty, amen, of the term of which God had received us rebellious, amen, an enemy into peace with himself. Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Let me say that again. Amen. The New Testament, amen, is the divine treaty. Good God Almighty. Amen. By the term of which God has received us rebellions, us rebels. Amen. Us rebels. Amen, amen, and enemies, and to peace with himself. Hallelujah. You don't tell me for God, amen, so loved the world. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen, glory to God. Amen, divine preparation, amen, for, amen, the New Testament. Amen. So in the time of the New Testament, amen, Rome was the, amen, was the dominant, amen, world power, amen, and rule, amen, over most of the ancient world. Amen. Yet in a small town, amen, glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen, glory to God, of Palestine, amen, Bethlehem, amen, of Judah, amen, was born, amen, one who could change the world, amen, concerning, amen, 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 this person, amen, concerning this person, the Apostle Paul wrote, amen, glory to God, but when the fullness of time come, amen, God sent forth his son, born of a woman. Amen, amen, glory to God, born under the law, amen, the old covenant, y'all might have, so, Jesus, can you catch this right here? I got to stand up, y'all. I need to go real slow with this right here. So Mary, before Christ came into the world, she was under the old covenant. She was on everything that lived before Christ were under the old covenant. Y'all might have cried. They were under the law. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Mary, Jesus' mother, was under the law. Hallelujah, Jesus, the old covenant. Amen, hallelujah, Jesus. And several special, amen, amen, hallelujah. And serving, amen, special, amen, and wonderful way, amen, God had prepared the world, amen, for the coming of Messiah. Amen, several factors, amen, contributed, amen, amen, of this preparation. Hallelujah, Jesus, glory to God. Amen, talking about, amen, the New Testament, glory to God. Amen, amen, getting some understanding, amen, about, amen, the New Testament. I want to know, amen, about this, amen, New Testament, amen, or this new covenant that God, amen, has made. Hallelujah, Jesus, glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Preparation through the Jewish nation. Amen. Glory to God. The preparation, amen, for the coming of Christ, amen, is the story, amen, of the Old Testament. Amen. Glory to God. So the prophets of old prophesied the coming of Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. They spoke it, amen, as God revealed it. Amen. Glory to God. As he revealed salvation, amen, to the prophets, they began to prophesy salvation. catch that in the spirit. Amen. As God reveals salvation to the prophets, they begin to prophesy, amen, salvation. Amen. Glory to God. The preparation of the coming of Christ, amen, in the story of the Old Testament. Amen. The Jews, amen, amen, were chosen of God from all the nations that has, amen, amen, to be a treasured possession, amen, as a kingdom, amen, amen, of priests, amen, and a holy nation. Amen. Exodus, amen, glory to God, the 19th chapter, amen, of verse 5 through 6. Amen. And it says here, and now, if you will, amen, hallelujah, amen, diligently listen to me and keep my old covenant, or to keep my old testament, or to keep my covenant, then you will be a special possession, amen, glory to God, amen, out of all nations of the earth is mine. Verse 6, amen, and you will be to me a kingdom of priests, amen, and a holy nation, amen, amen, hallelujah, Jesus, amen. These are the words, amen, that I will speak to the Israelites, hallelujah, Jesus, amen, glory to God, amen, amen. In that regard, amen, beginning with the promise, amen, of God giving, hallelujah, Jesus, amen, to be, amen, glory to God, hallelujah, amen, patriarchs, amen, hallelujah, Jesus, glory to God, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, hallelujah, Jesus, amen, glory to God, Galatians, amen, amen, glory to God, Genesis the 12th chapter, verse 1 through 3, amen, and it says, now the Lord said to Abram, this is before, amen, he became Abraham. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Go out from your country. Amen. Your relatives. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Or your kinsmen. Hallelujah, Jesus. One Bible says that. Amen. Glory to God. King James says kinsmen. Amen. Amen. And your father's household. Amen. To a land that I will show you. Verse 2. Amen. Amen. Then I will make you, amen, into a great nation. Amen. And I will bless you. Amen. And I will make your name great so that you will exemplify divine blessing. Verse 3, amen, I will bless thee, amen, whom, amen, I will bless those who bless you, amen, and amen, 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 but to, amen, but the one who treat you, amen, hallelujah, Jesus, amen, you likely, amen, I will curse, amen, glory to God, all, hallelujah, Jesus, glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. I will curse all the families of the earth. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. I must curse. Amen. And all the families of the earth will be blessed. Amen. One another by your name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. Romans, the 9th chapter. Amen. Verse 4. Amen. Who are Israelites? Who are the Israelites? Amen. To them, amen, belong, amen, the adoption, amen, glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. The adoption as son, the glory, the covenant, amen, 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 the giving of the law, amen, the temple worship, amen, and the promise. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. What an awesome introduction, amen, to the New Testament, amen, on tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. They were, amen, to be, amen, glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. The custodians of God's word. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. In other words, the Old Testament. Amen. Romans, the 3rd chapter. Amen. Verse number 2. Amen. Actually, amen, there are many, hallelujah, advantages. Amen. First of all, amen, the Jews, amen, were entrusted with the article of God, which is the word of God. Amen. Or his covenant. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus, amen, and the channel, amen, of the Redeemer, hallelujah, Jesus, Genesis 12 and 3, amen, again, I will bless them, amen, who bless you, amen, glory to God, but the one who treat you likely, I must curse, amen, and all the family of earth will be blessed, amen, hallelujah, Jesus, glory to God. Hallelujah. Galatians, the third chapter, amen, verse number, amen, 8, amen. And the scripture foreseen, listen now, and the scripture foreseen that God would justify the Gentile by faith. Why? How? Proclaiming the gospel, amen, glory God, to Abraham ahead of time, saying all the nation will be blessed in you. Ain't that something? Y'all mighty quiet, amen, on tonight, amen. Romans, the 9th chapter, verse 5, amen. To them belong, amen, amen, glory to God, the patriarchs, amen. And from them, by human descendants, amen, came the Christ, who is God all over. Y'all mighty cry, amen, on tonight. Blessed forever, amen. So Christ is God all over. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Jesus said, I and my Father are one. Jesus was God in the flesh. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. The Old Testament, therefore, amen, was full of Christ, amen, and anticipation, amen, or anticipated, amen, his coming as a suffering and glorified Savior. It didn't say he was coming on a roll horse. Amen. It didn't say, amen, amen, glory to God, amen, that he would come on this, amen, on a Cadillac truck. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. It didn't say he would come to throw a party, but it said that he was coming as a suffering. He came to suffer. That's why he came. He came to suffer. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Furthermore, amen, these prophecies, amen, were not, amen, glory to God, were not only many. Glory to God. Oh, I believe when God speaks to one prophet, he'll speak to another. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. They may not say the same exact word, but they have the same message. Hallelujah. Amen. Those prophets, amen, the prophets of old, amen, Isaiah, amen, amen, Jeremiah, amen, Nahum, amen, they began to prophesy salvation. Amen. They began to prophesy, amen, and begin to talk about, amen, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. They begin to talk about the new covenant, the covenant God was going to make, amen, with man, amen, glory to God, amen, amen. They begin to talk about how God was going to reconcile man, amen, to himself through his son. Y'all might have cried, amen, on tonight, amen, but very precious given details of the Messiah lineage, amen, amen, place of birth, condition around the time, amen, of his birth, life, and death, amen, and even his resurrection. So the prophets, they were precise. Amen, amen, amen. And many of you all know about, amen, 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 glory to God, amen, the spiritual gift, amen, amen. They operate in what? In the spirit, amen, of knowledge, amen. They operate, amen, glory to God, in the gift of knowledge, amen. They were precise about his condition. Not only his condition, but his lineage, his birthplace, condition around the time of his birth, life, death, and even his resurrection. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Through Israel. Amen. Or though Israel was disobedient, amen, and even taken into captivity as God's judgment, amen, in her hardness of heart, God nevertheless brought a remnant back, amen, amen, to their homeland after, hallelujah, 70 years, amen, glory to God, amen, as he had promised, amen, glory to God, amen, hallelujah, Jesus, and, amen, as he promised in participation, amen, of the coming of the Messiah, amen, amen, through 400 years, had passed, amen, after the writing of, amen, the last testament. Testament book, amen, which was the book of Malachi, amen, there were 400 years of silence. Y'all might acquire, amen, on tonight. I got to teach my soul, feel like preaching, amen, on tonight. There were 400 years of silence, amen. Did a prophet say a word, amen? Why? Because God had the brain to pass his word, amen. He had the brain to pass, amen, with Isaiah, with our, no, got to go back to Moses, amen. He had the brain to pass with the prophet, amen, Moses, amen, was prophesying, amen. He had the brain to pass, amen, glory to God, amen, with Isaiah, amen, was prophesying, amen. He had the brain to pass, amen, glory to God, amen, glory to God, amen, with Jeremiah, that weeping prophet, amen, he began to prophesy, amen. He had the brain to pass, y'all might inquire on tonight, amen, with the prophet, amen, Ezekiel, amen, was talking about in the word of God, hallelujah. He had the brain to pass. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Amen. What he had already spoke through the prophet. And if a prophet of God, I'm talking about if a real prophet of God ever prophesied over your life, you can take it to the bank. Because all God going to do is send confirmation after confirmation after confirmation. Amen. And he going to bring that thing to pass. Hallelujah, just like he brought his word to pass, amen, concerning his son. Through 400 years had passed after the writing of the last testament of the book, amen, amen, and amen, and through the religious climate, amen, glory to God, was one, hallelujah, Jesus, amen, parasitic, amen, extremists, amen, and the hypocrites, amen, amen, that was a spirit of messianics, amen, anticipation in the air. Yes, it was. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Amen. And it was through all the hell that was going through, amen, amen, in that 400 years, there was still yet an anticipation, amen, of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, amen, in the air. And, amen, and a remnant, amen, who were looking for the Messiah. Amen. Are you looking for him? Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Are you looking for Jesus? Amen. On tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Are you looking for, amen, our Lord and Savior? Amen. On tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. That's what it guarantees. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. How many know God? Amen. Do, amen, be known, amen, on tonight. Amen. So much more, amen, amen, about this, amen. We're going to stop right here, amen, on tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. I'm telling you, God, amen, is a good God. Amen. And he is worthy, amen, to be praised, amen, on tonight. And I just give him praise right now, amen, for all things, amen, in his son, amen, Jesus' name, amen. Glory to God. If you desire prayer, amen, on tonight, you that may be listening, amen, through, amen, your devices, amen, what have you, amen, you may dial in 929-477-4089 is the number tonight. If you desire, amen, prayer, amen, on tonight, amen, you have any questions or come, we're going to open the lines, amen, on tonight, amen. Glory to God. I tell you, God is a good God, amen, and he is worthy, amen, to be praised, amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Withholding nothing 929-477-4089. You like prayer, you have a question or comment, amen, on tonight, we are withholding up. Is the number to dial. You like prayer on tonight? Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Spirit of God is moving. Amen. On tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. 929-477-4089. Is the number to dial. Hallelujah, Jesus. I want to let you know on tonight, you that may be going through something, tough time, amen, on tonight, God is faithful and just to perform his plan. And if he told you that you're coming out, you're coming out. You have to think about the past displays of the power of God in your life. You have to think about what he did before. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You was going through a tough time then. He brought you out. This time is no different than the last time. Circumstances may be different, but it's the same God. Hallelujah, Jesus. 929-477-4089 is the number to dial. We are withholding nothing, amen, on tonight. And we just give God praise right now for all things in his son Jesus' name, amen. And we just thank God, amen, so much for tonight, amen. Thank you so much, amen, for tuning in, amen, to Through the Bible Radio, amen, broadcast, amen. Amen. Actually introduce, amen, this New Testament, amen. I am so excited. It's so much more, amen, about it, amen. We haven't even, amen, dived into it yet. This is just the introduction, amen. Can't wait till we get into the Gospels, amen. Has a lot of information, amen, concerning the Gospels, amen. And I just thank God, amen, so much, amen, on tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus, glory to God. Amen. If you desire, amen, to sow, amen, into Soul Salvation Ministry, amen, you may go, amen, online to paypal.com/Soul Salvation Ministry, amen, and you can give according, amen, however the Lord place, amen, on your heart, amen. That's paypal.com/Soul Salvation Ministry, amen. If you're having any trouble, amen, you also, amen, can give me a call, amen, Apostle Randy Dixon, amen, 251-213-04. 476, that's 251-213-0476, amen, and I can give you further instructions, amen, on how to give. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, amen, so much, amen, for tuning in, amen. How many know, amen, that the best is yet to come? Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen, glory to God. The best is, amen, yet to come. Hallelujah, Jesus, glory to God, amen. And we just give God praise, amen, Amen. For all things in his son, Jesus' name. Amen. Just want to speak a blessing. Amen. Over each and every last one of your lives. Amen. On tonight. Amen. Just know, amen, that God, amen, is stepping in. David said, I waited patiently on the Lord who inclined unto me, who brought me also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay. Amen. God is releasing brand new testimony. You've been going through, amen, hallelujah, things you've never been through before, amen. But just know that God is about to give you a brand new song in your mouth. The Bible says he put a new song in my mouth. He's releasing brand new testimonies, amen, over your lives. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Thank you again for tuning in. Join us next Tuesday night, amen, where we will continue, amen, our study, amen, or we will continue introducing the New Testament. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. We're going to let, amen, Natalie Grant, amen, take us out, amen, on tonight, amen, with, amen, your great name. God bless you, Eels, my prayer. See you on next Tuesday. God bless you. Have a blessed week.